You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Greetings, friends, and we're continuing on with the Sabbath and the importance, and it's the fourth commandment and all that encompasses this whole subject. It's a huge subject. It's a huge part of the Bible. It's very important. It's a commandment from God. That should settle the whole thing. God commands keeping the Sabbath. Saturday, the fourth commandment. There should be no dispute over this. Unfortunately, Satan has been very effective, and there is, and most people are just plain deceived, and they don't know any better. So let's talk a little bit about this subject. You know, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25 talks about a little horn that seeks to change times and laws. There's one commandment, the fourth commandment, that deals, at first it's a law, and it's a law about time. And by comparing Daniel chapter 7 with Revelation chapter 13, we learn that the little horn in Daniel's prophecy is the same as the beast in the book of Revelation. Telling insight that he is going to change times and laws in Daniel 7:25, if you look at the Ten Commandments, we discover, like I said, that there's one commandment about time that is a law. A commandment is a law, and that is the Sabbath. All of the Protestant reformers of the 16th century identified the Roman Catholic Church as the little horn and the beast. And we've already seen that the Roman Catholic Church openly boasts that it's the one that changed the Sabbath into Sunday, which fits the prophecy of Daniel 7:25. And God is three times in Daniel 7, God's referred to as the Ancient of Days, 7 verse 9, 7 verse 13, and 7 verse 22. And this unique phrase is found nowhere else in Scripture. And it points back to the creation week when God made our world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He is the Ancient of Days. And by seeking to change God's Sabbath, this little horn, this beast, from Daniel 7:8, has attacked God's system, people, followers, believers, since the foundation of the world. He started with Adam and Eve, and he's not stopped. He's relentlessly attacked ever since then. In fact, the Sabbath is the seal of the living God. In Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 through 3, and, you know, John saw four mighty angels holding back the four winds of disaster from blowing destruction on the earth. And the fifth angel with the seal of the living God instructs the four angels not to release the four winds until we've sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads, quote unquote. Verse 4, the seal of the living God is placed on the foreheads, the minds of God's people, his believers, and it identifies them in direct contrast to the mark of the beast, Satan's subjects in Revelation 13, 16, and 17. Do you have God's sign or Satan's? Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.